فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Okay, so it spoke in ayah number 58, it spoke about these amazing, unbelievable prophets. But then it says in ayah number 59, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. But then they left behind after them. Then they left behind after them خَلْفٌ. Some people, a group of people, a type of people rather I should say. They left behind them a type of people. And it's the many of the Mufassirun and the Lughwiyun, the Sarfiyun have commented on this. Khalfun. That khalfun is a word in classical Arabic for people that are left behind that are bad. Leaving bad people behind. Leaving bad followers or bad students or bad children or bad progeny, whatever it is. Leaving bad people behind. Khalfun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. And they left behind them what type of people? خَلْفٌ. Bad people. They left bad people behind them. Meaning some people followed after them who were very, very bad. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. Some people followed after them and they were very bad. So because the reason why this clarification is being made, because think about from the perspective of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's reading these ayat, he's reading about these amazing, unbelievable people that came in succession, one after another, and then he's looking around him at the people in Makkah. Remember, and it's the beginning part of the da'wah in Makkah, it's when the da'wah has just gone public. So right now, it's the challenge is at its worst. People are at their worst condition. And he's looking around him and he's saying, then what happened to these people? If such amazing people came before them, then what happened to these people? So Allah says, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. The problem was, that don't let the condition of these people take away from who those prophets and messengers were. Who those prophets and messengers, don't let that take away from that. Rather, that this is the fault of these people. These people are bad. These people are unworthy. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elaborates. How do things go bad? This is very important to listen to. This part is extremely relevant for us. So it's saying that bad people followed after them. But they're following after the prophets. How do you go from that good to this bad? How does that happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how it happens. Step number one, أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ. They wasted. They neglected. They did not care for as-salah, the prayer. They neglected, they wasted, they were careless, they were negligent about the prayer. Now, what does that now mean? What does it mean to be careless or negligent about the prayer? Are we talking about not praying at all? What are we exactly talking about? So there's a few quotes here. Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, he's gathered a lot of these quotes in his tafsir. He says that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and some of his students like Mujahid and Ibrahim al-Nakhi'i and even Umar bin Abd al-Aziz rahmahumullah, they all say إِضَاعَةُ وَقْتِ الصَّلَةِ, that they were not particular about the timing of the prayer. SubhanAllah, think about that. The fact that they wasted prayer, they neglected the prayer, doesn't mean that they didn't pray at all. It means that they were neglectful about the timing of the prayer. They were not punctual about the timing of the prayer. And that's something serious we should all take a long, hard look in the mirror about. We should self-analyze, self-critique. Some of them give an even more difficult to swallow interpretation. Some of them say, no, it means that إِضَاعَةُ خُشُوعِ الصَّلَةِ, that they were neglectful or negligent or careless or lackadaisical about the concentration, the focus and the quality of the prayer. That they would pray five times a day. But it was sort of like, get it done with. Just get it done with. No concern for quality and khushu' and concentration. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he says, تَرْكُ الْمَسَاجِدِ وَإِلْتِزَامْ بِالْبَيْءِ وَاللَّعْبِ. He says that it meant, what this means, أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ, they wasted the prayer, that they started leaving the masajid empty. They wouldn't frequent the masjid, they wouldn't attend the masjid. They became so, that they would still pray, but they became so absorbed by their business pursuits, by their worldly ambitions, by their personal indulgences, hobby, pastime, whatever it is, that they didn't have time for the masjid anymore. I just pray real quickly in the corner and just get on with what I gotta do. Get back to making more money. Get back to making more money. Or gotta get back to the game. Or gotta get back to the TV show. Whatever it is. But there was not enough time. They couldn't make time for the masjid at all. So these are all of these different perspectives, and it's kind of it's a combination of all of these put together. It's a combination of all of these put together. So adha'u salah. And then what's the next thing? Wattaba'u shahawati. Ittaba'u ash-shahawati. And they followed the desires. They followed desires. Shahawat, shahwatun, refers to the carnal animal desires a human being has within him or her. Just to just fulfill my own just lust and desires. Ittaba'u, they started following that. The Quran tells us what eventually happens to a person when they follow their shahwat, they follow their desires for long enough, that initially they just follow them. They listen to them. But eventually what happens? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Eventually their own desires become their God. Their desires become their God. Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ, Have you seen the person? مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. He's taken his own desires to be his Lord and his deity and his God. How tragic is that person's condition? So وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. Now, so obviously from our perspective, something to think about is how do we treat the prayer? And this is that beginning of that slippery slope. This is the beginning of that slippery slope. When we read about the people of the Mushrikun of Makkah, when we read about the Jews and the Christians that were found at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Yahud and Nasara at that time, then when we read about them, we say, man, those are some really, really bad people. Those are some messed up dudes, right? Like, that could never happen to us. We're not good, we're not perfect by any means, but those are some really, really bad people. But at the same time, everything starts somewhere. The ball started rolling somewhere. There's a slippery slope along the way somewhere that begins that downfall. And the place where that first time their foot slipped, adha'u salah, when they became careless about their prayer. And from there, everything just gathers, everything snowballs, everything builds. It's all downhill from there, as they say. It's all downhill from there. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, it's mentioned in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahmahullah, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to all of his governors and he said, "Inna ahamma amrikum indi as-salah." The most important of any of your dealings, any of your issues, because as a governor of a state, you would have a lot of issues that you had to deal with. He says, as far as I'm concerned, the most important of the issues, about any of your issues that I'm concerned about, is as-salah, is the prayer. He said, فَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ. Because whosoever will be neglectful about the prayer, will be even more neglectful about everything else. He has another quote, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, very similar to this, where he says, "Man kana lis-salati mudi'an falighayriha adhiya." Whosoever is neglectful about the prayer, he'll be even more so neglectful about everything else. Why? He explains. He says, "Faman laysa fihi khayrun li rabbi, fa kayfa yakunu fihi khayrun li ghayri?" He said, "The person who can't be good to Allah, why would you ever expect that person to be good to anyone else? How do you expect that person to ever be good to anyone else? He can't be good to Allah. He can't do what Allah asks him to do. How could he ever be good to anyone else or fulfill anyone else's rights? He doesn't even fulfill the rights of Allah upon him." So salah is that first step. And we have to be very cautious, very careful about that. And we should never belittle these types of things. That as-salatu ala awwali waqtiha, as the Prophet ﷺ alluded to this, being that afdalul a'mal, the best of actions and deeds. أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَىٰ أَوَّلِ وَقْتِهَا. Pray as soon as the time comes in. So, أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةُ. So the bad thing was that these people, they wasted the prayer. وَاتَّبَعُوا شَهَوَاتِ. They started following their desires. Now, when I want to follow my desires, now I don't got money to spare. I don't have any change to spare for zakat. I don't have any dollars to spare for the masjid donation box. Because I got to fulfill my desires. I got to get this and I got to buy that and I got to have this and I got to have that. I got to look out for me. I can't be giving money out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally says, فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. Excuse me. فَسَوْفَ. So then soon, in the future, يَلْقَوْنَ. They will meet. They will come to meet. They will meet. What will they meet? غَيًّا. غيّن. غيّن or غيّن, it refers to two things. There's a literal understanding of the word, and then we have some information about what this word refers to. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu tells us in a hadith, in a narration in his tafsir, he says, غَارٌ فِي جَهَنَّمْ فِيهِ أَشَدُّ عَذَابٌ, that this is a cave within hell which will have the most severest of punishments specially allocated to occur there. It is a cave in hell where the most severe of the punishments of hell will happen. That is also the name of a place, the name of that place is also غَيُّن. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that it is a cave in hell where there's such severe torment and punishment, there will be such nefarious individuals there that even Jahannam itself tasta'idhu minhu. That even Jahannam itself seeks refuge with Allah from that place. Seeks refuge with Allah from that place. And so this is what that refers to. So either it means فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا, that these people soon will come to find, will come face to face with being completely lost, or it could be referring to that place in hell as well, that soon these people will come face to face with the most horrible place in hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Now when you read something like that, you can't help but feel a little overwhelmed, right? It's a little overwhelming. You read that just being neglectful about the prayer could lead me to the most horrible place in hell. It's overwhelming. It's even frightening. But this is the mercy of Allah, this is the mercy of His message, His kalam in the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door for His mercy. He opens the door for hope. He says, that's a reality. Look, you know, when somebody really, really cares about you, they're honest with you, right? That's a sign of somebody who cares about you. They're honest with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us more than our mothers do. And so He's honest with us. But then, in the next ayah, ayah number 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, don't despair. Don't feel like it's a hopeless cause. إِلَّا, except for, He says there's an exception to this though. Who is the exception? مَنْ تَابَ, whosoever will repent. Taba ay raja'a ila Allah. Whosoever returns back to Allah. Fine, he's gotten off track. But when he sees the on-ramp, when he sees the on-ramp back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim, back to Hidayah, when he has an opportunity to open the book of Allah, when he hears the adhan and he has an opportunity to go and pray, when he has a chance to go to the house of Allah and cry before Allah and put his face on the ground before Allah, then he will seize that opportunity. Man taba, whosoever will repent. Whosoever repented, except for whosoever repented, returned back to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Quran Weekly. So do yourself a favor, if you benefited from this video, go ahead and like it and share it on your Facebook and Twitter. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is narrated in Sahih Muslim, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasana, falahu ajru wa ajru man amala biha," that whoever does something good inshallah ta'ala and starts it or shares it and other people follow, then he will get the reward that he has, and of course the reward of anyone who followed him in that inshallah. So if someone else benefits from this, you get the same reward as the presenter inshallah and the same reward as the producer. So go ahead and like it, love it, share it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.